please get your hand off of the dial? And let me ask you a question for a moment. Are you lost and do not know it? What does the Bible say about it and your eternal destiny?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus, and in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible commentary, where we have been talking over the past several broadcasts about how to recognize if you are lost and do not know it. The Bible is a direct revelation from God to man. God has a standard. He does not lower His standard because of man's ignorance. So it would be in our best interest to find out what God's standard is and to try to meet that standard in quite an effortless manner by trusting Him. The Bible says that all men are born into existence in a lost condition because of the fall of man through the sin of Adam and Eve. That means that we have been separated from God the Father, God the Son, and from the Holy Spirit, and our spirit man died as a consequence of the fall, died as a consequence of sin. And God had to come into the world to redeem man's condition so that man would not live in eternal separation from God. But there is a way to be saved from those circumstances, and that way is only God's way. So it would behoove us to find out what God's way is It would behoove us to find out how to get saved and to come into agreement with the Godhead so that we can walk and talk with God and commune with God in covenant as Adam and Eve did before the fall. God is a God of restoration, and God wants to restore you. Now, you may say, well, I don't know God. My sins are so great that I can't approach God. God could never save a man like me. God could never save a woman like me. I've done too much for God to care about me. God's probably forgotten me. Why would God want to be interested in me? Now, many people talk like that. Many people have had those thoughts ministered to them by the devil. That's the devil talking, folks. That's not the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible is interested in you because you are his creation. And as such, you are his property. And God loves his property. He loves his creation. He wants to protect his creation. And he reaches down to us with revelation and revelation knowledge by his Holy Spirit in order to show us the way home. Now, you may say, oh, but Bern, I've gone too far. I've been away from God so long, God could never have an interest in me now. God could never love someone like me. My sins are too great. No, the Bible says there is no sin that God cannot forgive. Now, some people argue that there is one exception, that is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and which is the sin of attributing the things of the Holy Spirit to Satan, as the Pharisees did when they said of Jesus, he does what he does by Beelzebub, the prince of demons. That was the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. No. Even that is forgivable. I'm sorry, I'm going to raise some feathers now. I know that because there are scholars out there who are listening, and you are so tradition-bound by your translations and so tradition-bound by the dictionaries that men wrote and gave definitions to words according to their doctrinal upbringing and their theological bias, rather than seeking the purity of the word and giving words and translations definitions according to the laws of language. And you all got caught up in that stuff, and you have translated Matthew 12, verse 31 and 32 as being the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, which will not be forgiven neither in this world or the world to come. And it isn't that at all. The word there for world, aeon, means age. And that's all it ever did mean. If you look at the ancient Greek scholars who wrote, if you read Plato, if you read Socrates, if you read Philo, you will see that every time they use that word aeon, they used it to mean age. In other words, there is a time limit, and therefore it should be translated, shall not be forgiven in this age, or the age to come. In other words, two ages, then it's forgiven. Let's translate the Bible according to its literal meaning, not according to the biases and prejudices and theologies of the King James translators or any other translators. And if we do that, we see that there is no sin that God cannot forgive. Now watch this. It's important. You got to change your attitude toward God if you want to be saved. And stop listening to those hokey people out there who will tell you that you've gone too far and you can't be saved. No such thing in the Bible. Acts 3:21 says that God will restore all things. Now, if there are sins that cannot be forgiven, then how can God restore all things? If there is a sin which cannot be forgiven, then God can only restore some things. And that's not what the Bible says. It says he will restore all things. He will make all things new. He will make all things beautiful in his time. He will subdue all things under his feet. That's the God of the Bible. We have to stop preaching the God who said he would, but could not. Because there's a whole group of people out there who misbehave that he couldn't do anything with, preaching a God of impotence rather than the God of greatness that the Bible speaks of. No, our God is able, and our God will turn your life around, just like he can turn anyone else's life around. He is the God who can. And in Philippians we read, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Yes, you can. Don't say you can't turn around. Don't say you can't walk away from what you're doing. Don't say that you'll never get out of the trap you're in or the pit that you've fallen into. God's arm is not so short that he cannot reach down and reach you and lift you up and lift you out. And maybe you said, well, I've fallen too far. I've fallen flat on my face. Listen, friend, the only reason God permits you to fall is so that he can lift you up and exalt you. That's the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible loves you, and he wants you as part of his kingdom, and he wants you free from your addictions, whether it's sex or drugs or food or alcohol. It doesn't matter to him. What matters to God is you and you alone. See, God takes bad... Correction, Mikey. See, God takes people with bad pasts, and he gives them great futures. And so if you will understand that, and you will simply reach out to God, God will reach out to you. But you'll never get an experience of him. You'll never get an experience of Jesus as Savior, which means deliverer, the one who delivers us from our sin, the one who delivers us from our circumstances, the one who delivers us from the consequence of the fall of Adam and Eve, which is the physical world in space and time. You will never get the experience of the deliverer until you first reach out to him. And he wants to be your friend. And he's coming very soon to judge an unbelieving world. Let me tell you something, friends. Believing is a wonderful investment in the kingdom of God. It brings great, great benefits. As a matter of fact, the benefits are out of this world. They really are, if you think about it. And if you understand that God does it not based on your performance, God does it because of who he is. God wants to save his creation because of his great, immeasurable capacity to love. In John 3:16, we read, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on him shall be saved, shall receive eternal life. Isn't that something? Whosoever. That means you. That means me. And it doesn't matter what your nation is or your nationality or your condition. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew or if you're a Muslim or if you're a Hindu or if you're a Taoist or if you're a Confucianist or if you're an animist. If you will choose to believe, it doesn't matter what denomination you are in. If you are in one of the so-called Christian denominations, it isn't about denominations. It isn't about what church you're in. It isn't about what religion you belong to. It's about Jesus. It's about him. He is able to deliver you and to show you the errors in your life and of what you have been doing and the errors in what you have been believing and bring you to the living God. In John 14:6, Jesus says, no man goes unto the Father, that's Father God. He says, except by me, except through me. Jesus says, the way to eternal life is narrow and few there are that enter into it. And the way to destruction is wide, and many there are that enter into it. I plead with you today, my friend, be sure that you are not on the road to destruction, and that you identify whether or not you are lost. How do you tell if you're lost? You ask yourself one single question. Do I know Jesus? And do I know him as a person? Do I walk and talk with him? And does he walk and talk back to me? Does he reveal things to me, to my heart? Does he speak to me in an audible voice in my thoughts, or in my presence, or in my heart, or by giving me impressions in my heart, which I know are the Holy Spirit, and which are accompanied by the witness of the Holy Spirit, and accompanied by the peace, which is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Not peace of mind, intuitive peace. The things of the Spirit are spirit, and our spirit in us is our intuition and our conscience. Our mind is our soul. Jesus says the things of the Spirit are spirit, not soul, not mind, not emotion, not mind, but spirit, conscience, and intuition, and intellect which perceives God. See, the Spirit perceives, the mind reasons. It isn't reason, my friends, it's perception, perceiving the presence of God on you and in you. That's how you know if you know Jesus as a living person. If you don't, then the Bible says you are lost. Okay, but guess what? The great thing is you don't have to stay lost. You don't have to stay lost. God has made a way out for you. God has made a way out for me. And the way out is his way. And what is that way? That way is the scripture way, because the Bible is a revelation from God. You see, we can't pay for our sins, because the requirement to be into heaven, to get into heaven, Matthew 5:48, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. The word perfect there means spiritually mature. Okay, be perfect. We are not perfect. Therefore, we do not qualify to get ourselves into heaven. So God has to solve the problem for us in the form of sending his Son, the Godhead manifestation of the Son, in human form, like unto man, so that he would become Son of Man as well as Son of God, the scripture says. Son of Man, he goes to God the Father and tells God the Father about man. And Son of God, he goes to man from God the Father and tells man about God the Father. And so he solves our problem, because Father God always required a blood sacrifice for sin. And because he did, Jesus came down and paid the price for my sin and your sin by going to the cross and spilling that blood, which the scripture says washes away our sin once for all men, once for all time, once for all sin. There is no more sacrifice that needs to be done. The last words that came out of Jesus' mouth on the cross was, "It is finished." The work of the cross is finished. So what does that mean? What it means is, therefore, that all we need to do is receive the free gift of eternal life by God's grace, his favor and his love to us. You see, because if the requirement to get into heaven is be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect, only Jesus, who is perfect, can pay that price and can fulfill that requirement. So he pays the price for us, and as a result, he offers his sacrifice to the Father on our behalf, and so we become justified to Father God through Jesus' work of the cross and his spilled blood, which fulfills the requirement of a blood sacrifice for the forgiveness of sin, which Father God always required, even in Old Testament times with animals before the time of Jesus. Priests would sacrifice animals every year on the Day of Atonement, and it would take away the people's sins for 1 year, but Jesus has taken away our sins once and for all time for those who receive him. And so Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 says, "For by grace," God's favor to you, "you are saved through faith," that's trust, "and that not of yourselves," no self-effort. "It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." See, God doesn't want you bragging. So God says you can't save yourself. None of your good works can ever save you. It says in Ephesians 2, verse 9, "not of works," not of works. Now, not of works means no self-effort. It's by trust, faith, through grace, through God's favor to you. So you are saved by grace through faith, Now, listen to me, some of you folks. You're not saved by sacraments. Sacraments can never save you. You are saved by a person who is the Savior. You need a Savior to save you. Not objects, not rituals, not ceremonies, not formalisms. Doesn't matter what church you're in. If you're into that stuff, walk away from it and go to the living Christ who will talk and walk with you. Reach out to him, and I promise you, you will get a revelation of who he is. Yes, you will, because he promises that in the scripture. And so, how do you receive him? Romans 10:9-10 says, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Not you may be saved, but you shall be saved. It says in verse 10, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Are you ready? Would you like to call upon the name of the Lord today? Why not? You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Why would you refuse Jesus? He hasn't done anything to you. All he has done is everything for you. Will you receive him now into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior? Being willing to repent of your sin, he will deliver you from your circumstances. The word Savior means deliverer. Give him a chance and let him reveal himself to you as a living person, and he will do it if you will reach out to him first. And he will begin your deliverance today. When you receive Jesus Christ into your heart, you are transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Satan's plan for your life stops dead, and God's plan for your life takes over immediately. And God will give you a great future. Pray this prayer with me right now, will you not? Being willing to turn from your sin and repent of your sin. Pray this aloud.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get yourself water baptized by immersion and Holy Spirit baptized. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God and start walking and talking with God and applying the Word of God to your life. I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the first evidence of Jesus' presence in your life is change of attitude. Well, let's talk more about being lost and how to recognize getting saved. Talk to you next week. God bless you.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes, along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.